This coming Sunday and Monday, the Unite to Heal annual campaign will be in full swing. Our friends at Amudim are getting ready. They are on the case, so to speak, just as they are on the case every day. Every case that's brought to their attention in our community worldwide, literally worldwide. I don't even know how many countries they're in. We'll ask Rabbi Gluck in just a moment. Sunday and Monday, you have your opportunity. I'm sure you can go there now and start, you know, contributing this moment. But Sunday and Monday is the official 36-hour campaign where you'll be able to log on, see and hear some interesting things, and of course, feel a tremendous connection to the work of Amudim. So join them this coming Sunday and Monday at UniteToHeal.com, UniteToHeal.com. Rabbi Tzvi Gluck, welcome back to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Reb Nachum. Always a pleasure. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. And now, as I pay even more attention to some of the material in front of me, it says over 65 countries worldwide. And that, Rabbi Gluck, is not an exaggeration.
That is not, you know, I'll tell you a cute little tidbit is sure. That, you know, every week we put out our emails and we also put out a chart that just shows like which places we had situations in that week. Countries, cities, states, you know, depending on the breakdown. And somebody once said to me, you know, you could just throw numbers out. Nobody knows the difference. I said, listen, you can come check it for yourself. I'm not going to give you names, but the data comes straight off of our systems, everything that's added into our CRM. And I was not even aware, like we had clients that reached out to us for help in some really, really unique places in the world.
Some remote areas.
I'm not going to say, I'm not going to say where, on the off chance that there's maybe only one Jew there, and I'm not willing to, you know,
take that risk
giving out that information. But I was in shock. I mean, you know, one hand we meet people and they're like, oh, we never heard of Amudim. And then we're like, okay. And then we meet people that are like, they called us from literally the middle of the Pacific. Like, I mean, just amazing. So
pretty incredible.
You know, it's good that we're there.
Yeah,
it is. And it's good that we're there, but you know, we got to stay there and we got to continue the abilities to do what we're doing. And unfortunately, as I was talking to you right before, this year has been the toughest year for us on both sides of the coin. It's the year that we've had the most calls for help in the 10 years since we've started. And we've had the hardest time raising money, understandably so, with all that's going on in the world between the economy. I mean, I don't know. Apparently, some people seem to think that there's no inflation problem. I don't know. I live here, and I know what it costs me to live. So I realize how difficult that is. And then you have a lot of people that obviously, you know, when something's on fire, you know, you got to step up to the plate. So Eretz Yisrael is a big priority in a lot of people's lives, understandably so. But, you know, it definitely has an impact on organizations locally.
Yeah.
You know, I meet with...
No, there's no question about it. In fact, you rely, like many major organizations, rely on certain industries to be the backbone of support. Some of those industries have suffered. And as you said, of course, so much of the money that is being donated is being redirected for obvious reasons over the last year. But we are going to emphasize the positive in this conversation and hopefully encourage people to give and give generously. Maybe they'll double their donation that they were thinking of giving because they hear of the incredible work that you're doing for 36 hours this coming Sunday and Monday. And again, you could start right now. Go to UniteToHeal.com and participate with Amudim. Again, UniteToHeal.com and participate with Amudim. Their budget is just under $9 million. We mentioned the 66 countries. They also, to date, have dealt with, and I mean, when I mean dealt with, I mean really seriously dealt with, 19,000 cases, and they have been on the receiving end of over 42,000 crisis calls during the year 2024. Now, Rabbi Gluck, if you do the math, that is pretty unbelievable. It's sad, frankly, because it does tell us about a lot of the pain and a lot of the great difficulties and challenges that people in our community are going through when you hear numbers like that. But then again, because you and your staff are there to help as much as possible, it's reassuring that even with that volume, there are people ready to help. I know these numbers don't scare you anymore. I think for some some of our listeners, they're pretty startling.
So let me just, you know, I don't like to correct you because I respect you too much, but I'm going to correct something. I complained about this to Revelia Brittany, and he said to me, what are you talking about? It's not that more people have problems. It's more people are finally comfortable to reach out for help.
Ah, good point.
And that completely changed our perspective. But I will tell you, what does keep us going is, like I refer to it, as the wins, not the losses. Positivity, not negativity. We look at the, you know, I went to a wedding this week of somebody that 4 years ago was literally on her deathbed.
Wow.
And, you know, I was blessed to be able to, you know, join her at her simcha. So there's, you know, we have to look at, you know, the positives and the people that, you know, are healing and getting better in whatever which way it is. And this year we're doing a very, very special focus on the campaign, in which we're highlighting the real, I'm going to say, difficult work of our case managers. You know, they're all clinicians. You know, they're all trained.
About how many?
We're at 27 right now.
Wow! And that team has to deal.
We're 20 below where we should be.
Yeah, that team has to deal with all the numbers we've been talking about.
They deal with the toughest of the toughest. I mean, literally, and they do it with a smile. You know, I do not have complaints.
Yeah, look, I've had the chance to interview some of them. They are admirable, and they are, as you just said, you know, not just with a smile, but they take it very seriously, and they want to make sure that they bring every single case to a really happy and successful conclusion. Some of your case managers have already established quite a reputation in the community, frankly, for being go-to people, you know, when parents just don't know or individuals just don't know who to turn to.
Right, so it gets a little, you know, you're right, and that's like the good, but the tough situation is when people are calling up and they're like, I only want to speak to so-and-so because somebody told me that. It's like, you know, it's just not always possible to do that. I mean, people have a lot going on, and we can't just, you know, but it, on the other hand, it's a real sign of growth, and it's a sign of, you know, that people, you know, like you said, building reputations, and that's extremely important because the most important thing is people have to feel comfortable when they call.
Amudim is on the case, and their case managers are on the front lines of all those cases. Amudim has a budget of 8.3. I said almost 9 million. I was right. 8.3 million. Annually, and they depend on the community to come through. Now, this is why everybody... we need your help to make sure this is a success. You could go to the website right now, but if you want to see all the great material they're producing and the interesting features that they're going to be presenting to the community, that's all going to be happening Sunday and Monday, plus obviously an opportunity to support the Unite to Heal campaign. It's 36 hours, a crowdfunding campaign to support the work of Amudim again. UniteToHeal.com, UniteToHeal.com. And frankly, Tzvi Gluck, I would guess that the message is that it's an $8.3 million budget, and you can't continue if you raise $4 or $5 million. That's the bottom line. The bottom line is you got to get as close to the $8.3 million as possible.
We do, but we also have to be realistic. You know, just want to mention one thing, by the way, because we do get a lot of requests regarding the content throughout the 36 hours, which has always historically been amazing, and we're bringing the best of the best out. There is the option for those that want to go onto the website. They can actually select Get Notified.
Oh, wow.
And then they will receive a notification when the specific content, the specific segment that they want to see is coming on.
Nice.
So we're trying to make it easy for that as well.
A new feature.
We've tested it over the years, but now we've rolled it out fully. Absolutely.
Very cool. All right, everybody, Unite to Heal. That's the website, UniteToHeal.com. They have a budget of $8.3 million. I'm assuming that the goal is in the millions. Everybody around the world who's tuned in right now, make sure between now and Monday, sometime between now and Monday, you give something. And maybe, as I said earlier, because you hear what Rabbi Gluck says, how Tzvi describes the situation to everybody, maybe you'll double what you wanted to give. Maybe your 180 will become 360. Maybe your 2 2,000 will become 4,000 or 5,000. Who knows? I hope this has inspired everybody, because Amudim has a track record. They have a proven track record in the community of being there and helping on the front lines, and then eventually dancing at the weddings, as Rabbi Gluck described. So do what you can. UniteToHeal.com. UniteToHeal.com. Rabbi Tzvi Gluck, founder of Amudim, the final word is yours. What do you want to tell this audience?
Final word is every single penny counts. We appreciate any and all support. We understand things are tough, but we have no choice but to come out to the public and say we need your help. And I do want to mention that when making donations, we accept tax-deductible donations in U.S. dollars, Canadian, Israel shekel, and British pounds.
Nice.
So people are in those locations. We're more than happy to deal with it, and you can choose those options on the site. And Rav Nachum, as always, thank you for, you know, your constant support and friendship. And we look forward to the day, as I close out every time we speak, when we no longer need to be in business.
Amen to that. Kol hakavod to you. Good luck with the campaign, and a shana tova to you and everybody at Amudim.
Thank you very much. All the best.
More coming up Friday morning, Erev Shabbos, JM in the AM.